So I had a long process of befriending this little girl underneath all of this. Just really turning to face her, take her in, and hold her in love and compassion. Just being able to do that, being able to see and accept her, helped a lot, made a difference. But something really shifted, I think, when it wasn't just accepting, but really appreciating her. I really started to see her as a source of my sensitivity and tenderness, and that really needed to be, fully there in the picture with me. It also helped to see my friend more fully and truly, and see the way she was working with her own limitations and things too. So being able to bring metta to aspects of myself that had seemed unacceptable, this sort of needy aspect, it's been transformative actually. It's really made a difference. It's given me a great deal of self-reliance and robustness. And I did lots of work around it with what came up in my marriage and in my friendships. And that also made me more open to the love that those people do and did have for me, even if it wasn't always like I wanted to be, if it didn't always fill in the "if you really loved me then." I could see that in their way they were doing their best and they did really care about me. And I think all that work really stood me in good stead when my marriage ended a few years ago, very suddenly and shockingly. It was like an enforced tearing apart of one of the strongest attachments in my life. So all this work on attachment came in jolly handy. And I was able to find actually great blessing in that event happening, because it gave me a chance to discover that even without that, I was all right. It was just like a basic all rightness, which I could sort of rest on. I mean, it was often very painful. There was a lot of grief and a lot of pain, but quite often I could find, "and I'm all right." I found my practice could kind of meet and contain quite a lot of pain and grief, but that was okay. And yeah, I just found out how resourced I can be in myself, really, how resilient I can be. And there were lots of experiences of freedom, just lots of moments of like, "oh wow, I'm really myself now, fully somehow." Resilient and robust, but not about being sort of strong and separate and all on my own either. This sort of ordinary all rightness that I could rest on, it was like a sense of metta that was just very positive, very warm. And it included a lot of feeling with others who suffer loss and separation, which we all do at times, and the discovery that there is just a lot of love in the world. I experienced a lot of love from my very dear friends, but also a lot of kindness from people who I knew only slightly. So it was like a discovery that I didn't need to be special to someone, and I didn't need special people in order to be in touch with love. I mean, I knew that from my metta practicing myself, but it was like there was a lot of love in the world somehow. It didn't have to be in those very attached sort of relationships.